Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I got Stallone on now. I got to get Sylvester Stallone up here. Carolyn's going to tell the story about how the Niner fans keyed her car. And now she's got photos.
Oh, yeah.
You need photos, you'll see them. But on the line with us right now, what an honor. Sylvester Stallone. Hey, Sly, how are you, man?
Hello, Angelo. Absolutely. How you doing, my friend?
All right, did you hear what happened, Sly? The Niner fans desecrated your statue.
Why would they want to decorate my statue? It ain't like it's my birthday or anything.
No, they desecrated it. They made fun of it. They put a 49ers jersey on it.
Oh, I see you said. You know, I like when tourists take pictures with me, you know what I mean? But I still never smile because I'm like a statue, you know what I mean?
I don't understand. It's the third time this happened. Minnesota fans did it, Giant fans did it, Niner fans did it, and every time they do it, Sly, the Eagles win the game.
Hey, so maybe they shouldn't do that no more. That makes me like a bad luck charm for them. You know what I mean? Maybe they should go pick on Billy Penn.
Ooh.
The Billy Penn statue on the top of City Hall?
You know, sometimes late at night when, you know, Center City is real quiet, me and Billy Penn, we talk to each other. I yell over at Billy Penn and I say, "Hey, yo, Billy!"
And what does Billy say?
Nothing. He's a freaking statue. He can't talk. What are you, a moron or something? By the way, I never liked wearing the other team's jersey, you know what I mean? I didn't even like it when Paulie made me advertise that stupid meatpacking company on my rope.
All right, maybe so, but Sly, I am loving you as a mobster on Tulsa King.
Thank you, Angela. I really appreciate that. You know, I'm still a very virile Italian male, you know what I mean?
Well, I know it because in the show, Clifford's seen it, by the way. Right at the beginning of it, there was a woman you betted who asked how old you were, Sly, and you said 75, and she couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Yeah, I had to chase her through the Italian market, down the parkway, up the Art Museum steps, all the way back to Kensington, you know what I mean? Mickey's here with me. Hey, Mick, hey, those Niner fans, you know, they cut me, Mick, they cut me.
Get away from me, Rock! I died 3 movies ago.
So did I. By
the way, those Niner fans, we ate lightning and crap thunder on them.
All right, Rock, this is a goodbye. I just want you to know I'm retiring after the Super Bowl.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that about 1,000 times, you know what I mean? Right. By the way, when you retire, stay retired. Don't make a pest of yourself like me coming back with all these sequels like I did, you know what I mean?
No way. When I'm done, Sly, I am done.
There you go. So stay home with Bentley like I did with Buckus.
Yep.
And then you can scream at the dog. It'll be almost like you never retired.
Sly, it's a great honor. Watch him on Tulsa King on Paramount Plus. Thank you, Sly.
I mean, I don't even.
What?
Joe Conklin. He does a great song. He got Mick in. I died 3 movies ago. See Conklin's Comedy Night at Parks Casino this Thursday, February 2nd, with Julia Scotti and Anita Wise. For tickets, go to Joe Conklin.